Masechet Avot Perek He, Mishnah Yud Het. Mishnah says, Kol HaMezaket HaRabim En Het Ba Al Yado, says the Mishnah. Anybody who causes the public to do mitzvot, to do good deeds, is rewarded. That sin is not going to come about through him. In other words, that this person is going to have his life, in a sense, arranged by Hashem, where he's not going to have as many tests, where he may fail and do averot. Of course, he's not going to be held back from sinning, because a person has free will, a person has the ability to always sin, but sometimes Hashem arranges situations where a person is going to be tested less, and that's the reward for somebody who causes the public, the others, and the community to do mitzvot. The opposite, if somebody causes others to make averot, the punishment that he gets is that he's not given as much opportunity for teshuvah, that Hashem is going to put him in situations that are going to continue that cycle of avera that he's been in, and it's not going to be simple for this individual to make teshuvah. Of course, Hashem is not going to hold him back from teshuvah. Hashem is never going to close the doors of teshuvah, but he's not going to offer him those major opportunities of repentance. We'll give examples of both these types of people. Moshe zacha v'zikat harabim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did good deeds and he caused the public, he caused other people to do good deeds as well. He taught Torah to the entire Jewish people. And therefore, zichut harabim talui bo. He therefore is also credited and he receives reward for all the mitzvot that everybody else did as if he did them himself. It's a second bonus. We mentioned before that Hashem is going to give him more opportunities, and he's going to give him, hold back opportunities of sin for this type of person who did, who caused others to do mitzvah. Here, in addition to that, he's going to give him the reward as if he did those mitzvot himself. Shnei Emad, Sidkat Adonai Asa, Umishpatav Im Yisrael. Like the Pasuk tells us, that he carried out the righteousness of Hashem and his laws with Israel. What this means over here is, he's considered to have carried out the laws that he taught to Bnei Israel. If a person teaches Torah, it's equivalent to him doing it himself. And the opposite for Yerovam. Yerovam hata v'hehatit harabim. Yerovam ben Navat. He sinned and he caused other people to sin as well. Yerovam led a revolt against Rehavam, who was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and he made a separate kingdom. He split the Jewish people, and he took them to the north with the 10 tribes of Israel, and he was constantly paranoid and afraid that people under his dominion would travel to the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, where Rehavam had power. They wanted to bring korbanot, especially in Aliyah LaRegel, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and when they were there, maybe they would return back to Rehavam. So what did he do? He built two golden calves in his spot to have the people who were under him serve them instead of going to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, Het HaRabim Talui Bo. He is held accountable for the sins of other people. Shine Emar Al Hatot Yerovam Benavat Asher Hata V'Asher HeHati Et Yisrael. It said, for the sins of Yerovam that he did and that he caused other people in Israel to do as well.